the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, we're starting Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Alter Rebbe has a whole separate booklet, which is called the Laws of Talmud Torah. It's printed in the back of this over here. Over there there's a whole booklet. I thought they had it printed in the back over here, but apparently they don't. They have it in the other one of the other sections of the Shulchan Aruch, which is called the Laws of Talmud Torah. But over here you have a short abbreviated version, which is already put into the Shulchan Aruch. Technically, a person finishes to pray, and after prayer he should go to study. He says from Beis HaKnesses to Beis HaMedrash. When you finish praying, you go to the study. You go. That's what we do. Yeah, we go to study a little bit. So therefore, the laws of Talmud Torah, Hilchos Talmud Torah, those come follow after we finish the laws of praying and the Filasapayim. So now we're doing Talmud Torah. Sif Kuf Nun Hey, that's chapter 155. And this is Shekol Echad Chayiv B'Talmud Torah. Everyone is obligated in the study of Torah. Uvoi Beis Seifim. And this, in it, there is two subsections. Aleph, subsection one. Kol Ish Yisrael, every Jewish man. And, you know, we had already in the Rebbe's talk describing that there is the obligation, as we went through in the Rebbe's letters, about the obligation for women as well. But in the beginning, the Ish Yisrael, every Jewish man, Chayiv B'Talmud Torah, is obligated to study Torah, which means Bein Oni Bein Oshir, whether you would be poor or you would be wealthy. Sometimes somebody who's poor says, I don't have no time to study because I am to go make a living. No, you have to learn Torah. Somebody who's wealthy says, I'm too preoccupied with my business, I just don't have the time. No, you got to study. Bein Sholim Begufay, Bein Bal Yisurim. Whether you are healthy, your body is complete, or even if you're a man with have his aches, you know, you have Yisurim, you have pains. Vafilu Oni Amachzir Al Apsochim. Even a poor person who goes around collecting over around the doors to collect. I mean, he's very, very destitute kind of a poor person. Vafilu Bal Isho Bonim. Even a man who's married, he has a wife, he has children, so he's, I guess, he has a lot of responsibility. Chayiv l'kvoye l'eis l'talmud Torah. He must set himself up a time for study Torah by yoim u'balayla, during the daytime and the nighttime. Shenemar, because the verse says, v'hogiso bo yoimam v'layla. You shall study in it, in the Torah, day and night. So once by day and one by night, you must have minimally a set time to study. Ube'ezu, and in that time that he set himself up, tzorich she'yilmeh Torah she'b'ksav v'Torah she'b'alpeh, he must learn the written Torah, the oral Torah, halachas pesukas, these laws that have been decided law, like Shulchan Aruch, like what we're learning now. And as the Rebbe pointed out also in his letters, that there is precedent to halachas pesukas to know what to do, because that those are actually applicable halachas. Ebet Talmud, and also the study of Talmud, which would be the Gemara. V'loy Talmud bivad, and not just Talmud alone. Imhu tchilas limudei, if it's the beginning of his learning. Getting involved in Talmud would can take up a lot of time. It can take up a lot of discussion. If it's starting, you're just starting out to study. You shouldn't just learn Talmud. L'fshebetchilas tzorich leida harba mina isur v'hamuter b'loy taimim v'r'ayis v'eich lasis hamitzah nehogus. Because in the beginning, one must know a lot what is prohibited, what is permissible, even without the reasoning and the evidence for it, the proof for it. How do we know it? We just got to know what to do first. V'eich lasis hamitzah nehogus, how to do the, how to perform the applicable, the custom, the mitzvahs that are applicable, k'deshiyeda lishma velasis v'lo yechta, so that he knows to keep, to do, and he's not going to sin. K'inu shiyeda akol al nochen, prior even to figuring everything out properly, ma'emek limud ha'talmud, from the depth of the study of the Talmud. can't wait till you're going to come to the depth of figuring out, you know, the Talmud before you start doing. You got to start doing first. So first you got to learn what you got to do, and you got to start observing. And later you can go ahead and start studying the reasons and understanding where it comes from, why we do it, etc., etc.
Didn't we just have Na'aseh b'nishma?
Na'aseh b'nishma. Be'eis zu. Yeah, but in this case it's also very practical. Very practical to go ahead and first to start doing.
That's what it means.
What is the time of the day that one, we're saying once a day, once at night time, you should set up a time. What is the preferable time? The best way, the best, choiciest way of doing this mitzvah is to set it up immediately after the davening, prior to going to your occupations, to your business. And anyone who leaves the synagogue, the house of prayer, to the study hall, to the base medrash, and he goes to study, he is privileged to merit to greet the face of the divine, shenemar, because the pasuk says, this is a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Peidal, chapter 84, verse Ches 8, yelchu mechayil el choyil, yeiroa el elitzkim betzien. They go from strength to strength, they will see God in Zion. So which means going from strength to strength means going from the davening, going to the study, then you merit, you'll see God in Zion. It references here the Tehillim, Targum Yonason, and the Gemara, Soif Mesechta, Moed Kotnov Chotos, Omed Aleph, and Medrash Rabbis, Parshas Shmoy, Soif Perik Beis, Vishalmas, Perik Dal Deshviz. This is unusual that within the Shulchan Aruch, he gives you some references over here, but that's what it's over here. That set time needs to be set, and how do you say when you put the peg into the ground?
Hammered in, and stuck.
It has to be set and stuck in such a way, be'inyan, shaloi yavirenu, that you're not going to pass over it. You're not going to go forego it. Afili musavul harvi harbe. Even if you have, you think you're going to make a lot of money, you're going to, no. That time has to be stuck, set, no moving.
Permanent.
Before he goes yet, before going to the study hall, yochel lechel pas shachris, he is able to eat his breakfast. Because presumably he didn't eat breakfast before davening, because you're not allowed to eat before davening, unless under the conditions and tasting something. But here we're saying that he has to go straight from the synagogue, straight to the study hall. What about breakfast? Over here, you know, we'll serve you some coffee, and maybe if we're lucky, yeah, we'll get some cake too sometime, or other things, or some grapes. But it says a person is allowed to eat breakfast between after going to davening, imhu rogil, if he is accustomed to, v'toiv sheyargil boy. He says it's actually good to be train yourself to eat breakfast, which also fits with the medical advice. They tell you if you want to lose weight, you want to be healthy, you got to eat, but you know you got to watch what you eat, but you got to eat all the time. But he says is kipei gimu mine chaloyim. There are 83 types of sicknesses, kiminyan machlo, which equals the gematria of the word machlo, mem ches lamed hey, which equals 83. Tluyim b'mora are hinged on the goal of the person. The kulam pas b'melech v'kitin shel mayim shachris m'vatlosim. All of them can be taken away by dipping your bread, the morning bread, into salt. Here we're talking about carbohydrates, but to take the pas b'melech, and you take a jug of water, in the morning, that removes that those sicknesses. It is a mitzvah to conduct yourself in a good conduct to watch your health. So that you will be strong, healthy and strong for the service of your Creator. And therefore, a person is not permitted to cause pain to himself. Unless there is a need in your service, if you need it for your service to Hashem. Keep going. As for example, Shativoi noite liyos shotuv betaivis achila v'shtila. Say that his nature is tilted to be totally drowned in the desires of eating and drinking, oishar taivis, or other desires. V'yevshaloi lichbeis taifas, toyotivoi. He has not the ability to bend his nature, unless he tilts himself to the other extreme, to conduct himself total separation from that matter which his nature yearns for, and then you conduct yourself a long time, total extreme, total denial, till you know by yourself that even if you will conduct yourself in this middle way, then your nature will not tilt you away from the bad, from the right way. They say this, like, for example, people who are alcohol addictions, or they have to stay totally away. They can't even drink like leisurely or a little bit. They must totally stop it. Once they get to a point in which they feel that they can already handle it, that is acceptable. So although a person is not allowed to torture their soul, or torture their body, but if it's done for the purpose, then it's okay. This would be a generally rule for all measures of a person, that you should not torch yourself, you should go in the middle way. Chutz min hagayva v'hakas, with the exception of arrogance and anger. Shabahem ein roi leilech b'mido b'nis. In those emotional traits, a person is not fit for a person to go in the middle way over there. But you have to distance yourself migoyva halev, from the arrogance of the heart, v'hakas, and anger, ad kitzei ha'achrin, until the other extreme. U'kamosh amru chachomim, as our sages tell us, ma'oid ma'oid havishval ruach, very, very much you shall be a humble of spirit. That is in Perek Dalad, the Ovis, Mishnah Dalad. Also unusual, this Hilchos Tamei Torah has a little, a few things unusual in the regular. The Rebbe gives you the actual chapter as well as the actual Mishnah in the chapter of Ovis, Yehuyin Shom, and the Pirush HaRav. Look there into the commentary of Rav Avadya Bar Tanura, and the Pirush HaMishnayis LaRambam, and in the commentary of Mishnayis to the Rambam, Sheherich Bazeh, who prolonged in this. Again, these are not the usual language of the rest of the Shulchan Aruch. Over there they talk about humility. Same thing is true as far as anger goes. As we'll see later on in chapter 156, subsection 3.
You should have great humility and little anger.
No anger and no arrogance. So they should. Subsection 2. There is a debate about the people who are influential, like in position of leadership, who need to sometimes be assertive, and they need to be able to have their words listened to, so they cannot be perceived as weak or non-assertive and things like that. So they must do have to have some degree or some display of to earn the respect of the
but
people
to be listened.
No, I'm talking about more about asking, demanding the respect or the things so that they will be. No, anger is no. There's no room for anger at all. Subsection 2. Im tzorich lasis davar nachutz miyad acharat tefillah. If a person has a need to do something very important after the davening, v'reitze lilvois eis hakavuloi ulepoyrei achkach b'yoyim b'layla, and he wants to borrow against the time that is designated for learning and to pay it back later on. I mean, you can't just not do it.
Yeah.
So if you have a set time that you learn an hour every day, and now you have something very important to do, you got to pick somebody up from the airport, they're coming in, so what you want to do is, you want to borrow this time to go pick somebody up, and then pay back that hour later on in the day. As will be explained in chapter 238, subsection 2. And it's interesting that doesn't exist in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, even though he's a friend of him, from the Gemara Ervin Perik Hador Da Samachem Ad Aleph. Again, it's a little bit of a different setup. There's references here. Avo Pikein. So even though, okay, you're going to pay it back, but still, Toiv She Yilmed Afilu Halacha Achas, but at least it's proper, it's good to even study one halacha, a pasuk echad of one verse, miyad achar tefillah, immediately following the prayers. So even if you can't really keep your study session, but still you should do something. Minimally, a halacha pasuk. Af mi she'en yedeya lilmit, even if somebody who doesn't know how to learn, he too yelech lebeis ha-medrash, should go to the study hall. What is he going to do in the study hall if he doesn't know how to study? Schar halicha biyadei. He gets reward for going there. Oy yikva le'mokoyim biyilmed ma'at mizeh b'zeh sheyedeya. Or he should set himself a place and he should study a little bit in that which he does know. Biyachnis yirashamayim b'libay. And he should bring the fear of heaven, enter it, bring it into his heart. B'yifashvesh b'maisav. And then let him look into his actions. Ula yimtza b'hem ezit tzadaveda. Maybe he's going to find something which can be a transgression, some form of segregation, a tzadaveda. B'yifresh b'mena, and he'll separate it from it. Like I said, this is a very short laws of Talmud Torah. And there is a very special booklet, which is called Laws of Talmud Torah. And at some point, maybe we'll get to that too.